Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope that this finds you in a thriving, wonderful place today. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever wonder to yourself, what should I do next? I mean, really honestly, how many times in life have you felt that? Maybe even something as easily understandable as when you read a really great book and you know that there's another part to it, but the author hasn't finished that book yet. How much do you find yourself just really, really wishing that the author could just put out every single book in the series immediately so you didn't have to wait? And on the flip side, if you find a new series, how often do you find yourself reading one book and then immediately rushing to the store, to the library to get the next book in a series? It's really kind of like that. The other side to that is, have you ever been shopping and not been able to find something in a store? You go right to that place where the thing should be and it's not there. You look around. I mean, how many of us have ever just flat out left a store when we intended to buy something from there because it was confusing or it was hard to find? Or how many times have we gone to a store and as we're walking to what we're going to get, we find something else that appeals to us, and we do what they call impulse buying. Now, we've talked before about sales simply being just sharing what you have. If people don't know what you have, as much as it'll impact their lives, they can't do anything about it because they don't know. And so I've talked a lot to you about creating a relationship with people and then just simply sharing with them what you have available for them. So today, I'm fortunate to be joined by my special guest. Her name is Camilla Chambers, and she is passionate about helping you thrive in your life and business. She's a web designer, a relationship coach, and she also helps people with their sales funnel. Now, I'm going to tell you, a sales funnel is when you help lead your customers through the process of getting to know you in an organized fashion, rather than leaving them confused like you felt when you were in the store and couldn't find an item. So as a relationship coach and a salesperson, Camilla is in a perfect place to help us build a stronger relationship with our clients. Join me in welcoming Camilla Chambers. Hi, Camilla.
Hey, so glad to be here, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, yeah, thanks for being here. So just to start us off a little bit, tell us a little bit about your background and what got you to this place so far in your life.
Well, I think entrepreneurship is something that was just kind of built into my bones. I've always been an incredibly motivated person and kind of addicted to freedom, really wanting to have that sense of freedom. And building my own business started when I was 19 years old. I traveled extensively, hitchhiked across 20 states, three provinces, and 9 countries before I was even 18 years old. So I really wanted to have freedom, and that's why I decided to be an entrepreneur, and it's been an incredible journey to now be in a place where I can travel the world and have an online business and don't have to have a day job, which is just awesome for me.
Mm-hmm. So I know that you have a radio show as well. What kind of things do you discuss on your radio show?
We have 2 shows. My partner, Louise Congdon, and I, we have the Lasting Love Connection podcast, where we interview the top experts in the world on relationships, and that's like Dr. Harville Hendricks, Dr. John and Julie Gottman, Dr. John Gray, you know, the really amazing experts out there. And then we have another show that is for entrepreneurs, and it's called Thriving Launch, and it's to support entrepreneurs and having successful online businesses. So it's just so fun to be able to sit down, do interviews with people, and be able to share that with my partner as well.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to do a recording with you on your show, and I had a really good time with it. You guys bring a really good dynamic to your show, so I really appreciate that. So let's dive into this evil word called sales. At first, I want to say I'm glad that we actually have a lady that's on the show talking about sales, because I want to bust that myth that when we talk about salespeople, we're talking specifically about something that only men do, because I know some women that are the most amazing salespeople you will ever meet in your life. So ladies, don't let yourself buy into that view of salespeople as those caricatures that they put on TV that are the slick used car salesman. Most people that are in sales are really wonderful, compassionate people that are just helping somebody get something that they want or need. So Camilla, talk to us a little bit about why it's important to make sales a process and not just kind of a hit and run.
Well, for me, sales isn't a icky thing. You know, for me, being an online launch strategist and supporting people with their online launches, it's all about drawing out people's gifts. What are your strengths in this world? What are your passions in this world? And let's focus on those and building products and services around your passion and your strengths. And then it's combining in what can you lead with, what can you be generous with to other people. And you don't lead with a sale, especially in the online world. The people I typically work with are very heart-centered, very loving people, oftentimes coaches and holistic practitioners and things like that. So I really focus on what are the gifts that you can share with other people and lead with generosity. And that's actually essential in the online world, because you want to build up value for people before they ever buy from you, because that value helps them to feel, to get a taste of what you do, and also to feel like you are there for them, you can support them, and that you understand what they're going through, and it builds trust and credibility. So for me, sales is a lot about generosity. It's really about making a connection with someone when it's hard to do that online. An example of this is when with a sales funnel website, you drop into an opt-in page. And the opt-in page says, opt in, you know, put into your name and email address because we're going to give you something really valuable. So then someone's plugged into a system. And then after that, they get like a free training. And what I like to have my clients do is a free video training series. And that way people can really connect with who you are as a person. That may seem wild to do in the online world, but I tell you, every single time I go to a networking event, people are coming up to me. They start talking to me like they know me because they've seen my videos and they thank me for the information that I'm putting out there. And those are people who have never bought from me. But the amazing thing is I know I'm touching people's lives, whether they buy from me or not. And then the right people who my message fully resonates with do buy. So that's something that I love about sales. And I don't see it as an icky thing at all. Like, you got to, I think the new paradigm for sales is really about generosity and passion.
The ultimate part of selling is people don't buy from somebody unless they like, admire, and trust you. That trust factor is huge. I mean, how many times have you been shopping for a big item like a house or a car, and you found yourself not comfortable with it, all having to do with the relationship with the person who is presenting it to you. That's even more important when you get online. You want to build a relationship with people. I was actually talking to a client. You'll love this story, Camilla. I was talking to a client about the way that they were approaching the internet, and I said, the way that you approach the internet would be like walking into a room of a couple thousand people and screaming at the top of your voice, I've got a great sale right now. You know, and yet we often tend to do that, in especially on forums like Facebook and stuff like that. You know, we just bust into the room with a great sales pitch because, you know, we've worked with our coach and we've got it down and we really want to share it. And it's like, no, take the time to get to know people first, and then they'll want to know what you have rather than just looking at you like you've got two heads. So what's the first thing a person needs to do in order to begin to create a process of that relationship? What would you say would be number one that a person should do?
Look for ways that you can support other people. Look for ways that you can reach out and add value to people's lives. This is true for getting clients or making connections with potential partnerships, getting, you know, having people on your team. I think adding with generosity and adding value, people, it's scientifically proven that if you give something to someone, then they're going to want to give something back to you in return. So that's something that I would say is, you know, engage with people. If you have high-level people that you want to connect with online, engage with them, like their posts, comment, you know, stay in the forefront of their minds, and then look for ways that you can support other people. I think that's the very, very first thing to do if you're just, even if you don't have a sales funnel up, even if you don't have a product, and you just have a service maybe that you want to offer, align yourself with the people that you really want to work with.
Birds of a feather flock together. Become part of, to use another buzz phrase, your tribe. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the fact that your tribe is nothing more than the group of people that are in your community, that are, you know, the same as you. And your community in internet space can be literally the whole world. They're just the same people that are interested in the same things you are. So if you're really into horses, you would then be hanging out with people who are really into horses. If you really are into dogs, same thing. The point is that you need to be a contributing member of your tribe rather than just somebody who, you know, pops in and out and nobody really knows. Don Crowther told us a couple of weeks ago, you should look back at your Facebook posts, and if out of the last 50 posts you haven't you've done a sales pitch more than twice out of the last 50 posts, you're actually pitching people too much, and you need to concentrate more time on getting to know them. So what are some tips on just building a relationship? I mean, you're a relationship coach, so coach us, coach. How do we build a relationship online?
Well, you know, a lot of it is about joining groups or looking for forums where there's people who are in your audience or connected to what you're doing. And then another really powerful way to do it is to get the right people in front of you and on your email list. You know, the thing is that we don't want to just have a bunch of people on our email list or in our network that aren't really in our audience or aren't what we perceive as competition, because I really don't believe in competition. I think that every single person is unique, and the more that you bring out your gifts and your unique skills, that nobody can compete with you. So as far as building the online network, one thing that I really recommend is look for what is the main problem that you are passionate about solving. Because when we identify what we want to help people with, because that's why we're in the business, most people are in the business because they want to help people. When we identify what we want to help people with, and get really clear on that and lead with, this is what I help people with, then it paints a really clear picture for people. Oh, Kamala is excellent at helping people with help with online sales and getting their sales funnel websites up. And so you want to know that for certain. And then when you put anything out there to the world, look for ways that you can offer value around the thing that you help people with to get people involved in your network. And with the example of something called the sales funnel website that I talked about earlier, you drive people to an opt-in page and you let them know, I'm going to give you a free training on this specific topic. And once you do that, once you give them the free training on that, then you can make the sale. And if people don't buy then, at least they're involved more in your network because they're on your list. So that's one way of building that tribe in the community, is to have people who are specific to what you want to work with on your list. I have some other ideas too, but I don't want to just like dabble on without letting you jump in, Steve.
Well, I appreciate that. Actually, we're going to take a commercial break. And while you're listening to the commercials, while you're multitasking, ladies, I want you to take the time to think. Once again, I've asked you this many times, what are you passionate about? What is that one thing that gets you up in the middle of the night, not because you're worried, but because you're happy and excited about it? Think about that passion, and we'll talk a little bit more in detail with you about this right after this break.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today. today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Kamala, and we are talking about how you can have the best possible relationship with your customers so that they know what to do next. So there's nothing worse than when we confuse our customers because they just don't know what we're exactly all about. We've probably all had it at one point or another in our business where somebody has said, well, you know, the thing about it is I didn't really know what you did. And so I think a lot of the times what that really boils down to is that we're fighting with what we're passionate about. You've got to remember that what you're passionate about often is the thing that comes to you the most easy. You think about it all the time. You do it with such grace and ease that you assume that nobody else would want to learn that because it's just easy. You know, everybody finds it easy. But the truth of the matter is that although it may be wonderfully easy for you, it could be the very thing that somebody else is struggling with. So I want to go further into discussing the concept of building this relationship step by step with the customers. So we talked about an opt-in. And then what do we do to get people to our opt-in? Is that a good thing maybe to talk about next? Is we've came in, we've joined a group. What do we do to get them to want to even opt in the first place?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, one thing that I love that you just said, Steve, is that you really need to tell people where to go next, because online it's confusing, it's overwhelming, there's so many things that are popping up and it will take you away. It's a real ADD environment. And one thing that I really like to look at is how you direct people where to go. You don't tell people exactly what to do next, and they have a choice to click around. Then you'll lose them because they're going to click here and click there, and then they're just going to go off on a tangent, and they're not going to stay focused. So one thing that we were talking about a sales funnel website for is because it keeps people focused. You click, you can only do one action at a time. You can watch the free training videos one after the next. Then you can go to a sales page. It's very clear and cut and dry. It sounds maybe kind of boring or formulaic, but it really has value and keeps people engaged and lets them know if you want more support, free training video. If you engage, watch another free training video. And if you still feel like you need support around this topic, then you can buy this specific product. So I know your question was about driving traffic to the opt-in, and there's some there's a lot of different ways to do that, a lot of clever ways. And the most important thing is to really lead again with the value and be clear about the problem for the specific audience. So some ways that you could do that I could talk more about, but I'll just list them off right now, is you could do webinars, teleclasses, driving traffic to the opt-in page to opt in for the information. You can use social media, of course. You can build Facebook and engage your audience there and then make a punch in a while, or, you know, offer them your free training. You can build joint venture partnerships with other people so they're promoting your product for you. You can have affiliates. There's a lot of ways to drive traffic to an opt-in page.
The biggest point of the whole thing is that you start off with a relationship. You start off going, hey, how you doing? Getting to know the person, talking to them. I think sometimes we make it too much of a mystery, like somehow online there's some magical way of making friends with people that wouldn't exist in the real world. And the truth is that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. If you want to get somebody to come in and check out what you're doing, be interested genuinely in what they're doing. Don't fake it, you know, but really truly be genuinely interested in, hey, tell me more about your business. What do you do? People like to be liked. They're looking for friendship. Nobody would go online if they were looking for somebody to be mean to them. You know what I mean? Nobody's like, I sure hope that somebody flames me on the internet today because I just really haven't had a bad enough day at work. You know? So a sales funnel. Let's talk about some real practical things. One thing I can tell that I've told people over and over again, and then you can expand on, is, you know, you got to give people a clear choice. Can you say more about that, Kamala?
Yeah. So with the sales funnel, and when you say clear voice, you mean you need to have a clear message?
Well, a clear message and a clear what do I do next? I mean, often we come to a page and there's like 15 different options on that one page. And then we wonder why nobody's selecting our opt-in because, you know, there's this flashy, shiny thing over on the right that's actually taking them to completely somebody else's page.
Absolutely. So a sales funnel website is different from a regular website that I call more like a resume, you know. I have the examples, if people want to look at a sales funnel website versus a regular website, my thrivinglaunch.com is just like a resume. You know, there's a podcast page and there's an About Me page and, you know, there's all the information, and there's valuable content there. Those kind of websites don't typically make sales. Because there's just too much going on. There's too many options to click around and then maybe, oh, well, now I want to listen to this interview over here. And then another example of a sales funnel website is myrapidlaunch.com. And at myrapidlaunch.com, you'll see that the only option that you can really do when you land on the page is to enter your name and email. And I say on the page, enter your name and email to get access to the free training that is about how to build your sales funnel website. And, you know, it's very clear the pieces and elements of an opt-in page is that there's only one offer. You talk about solving a specific problem. You show results that other people have had through your training. And you also can engage people with just very clear content, very clear copy that speaks directly to the emotions that they're having, the pains that they feel, the desires that they have. And then once they get into that funnel, then your first video should be all about making a connection. You don't talk about sales at all. The first video is all about establishing a connection with someone. Then the second video should be really about giving them clear, concrete information, really helping to solve that problem for them. And there's only so much you can do in one video, right, on solving a problem. So you give them as many steps as you can. Maybe you give them 4 out of the 8 step program. So they really feel like you're getting value. And the thing is, like, well, I don't want to give away all my content. Like, I don't want to do that. Really, the more that you give away, the more people are going to be getting value, and they're going to want those last 4 steps so they can have the complete value that they're looking for. And then the third video should be all about melting resistance, that any resistance that the person has to buy, really addressing why they wouldn't buy, and melting that resistance and also giving more value. And then it directs them to a sales page, which is a whole other long process. So I want to just take a pause and let you jump in with your valuable information.
Well, so basically the thing about it is that you want to be building one thing after another. If you because the people aren't going to get everything you say, even if they listen to it over and over and over again. But you have to build that relationship with them through a process. So just like sometimes I think we don't realize when we go to the store that there's actually a process to that. You know, you walk in and there's certain things right there in front of you. And then there's other things that are intentionally at the back. And they're done that way to lead people by a whole bunch of other options that they hadn't even thought about. The same thing is true when we begin that free training with people is that we're going to talk to them about the main thing and we're going to help lead them to that main objective. But along the way, we're going to lead them past some things that they're like, well, hey, I hadn't even thought about the fact that, you know, my main page and my sales funnel page are going to be different, just as an example of something you said. So let's think a little bit during this commercial about what it is that we want to lead people to with the end in mind, as people say. What would be the process to get them from start to finish with knowing where we're taking them to? Think about that a little bit, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter 1 of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Kamala, and we are talking about how to make sure that your customers know what to do next. We do this through what's called a sales funnel, and we've been talking you through that. And in order to do that with effectiveness and with ease, you know, we've talked to you about your funnel and stepping the people through a series of videos that they can learn some free stuff from you. And the next thing that we want to talk about is we want to talk about the concept of never leaving the customer without a next step, never leaving them in confusion so that they're like, well, that was great, but now what do I do? You know, I mean, if you've got them excited and on the edge of their seat and then you don't make an offer to them, you know, what are they going to do? Go back to YouTube and watch more videos of cats? So, Kamala, talk to us about that whole concept of giving the person a clear next step to do.
Well, we've kind of walked through step by step already up until the end of the free training, and now they're on a sales page. So once your clients land on your sales page, they've already, if they're that far down the funnel, then they trust you. They connect with your message. They have the problem that you're solving. So what is it that, and you want to make sure every single time you do anything in your business that you're strategical and you look at what is this leading to. You know, I stopped doing free classes because if I don't have something that it's leading to, you know, I always want to look at where is the next phase of this. So maybe you make an offer for, let's say, a coaching program. And in your offer for a coaching program, you really want to not just say, okay, you're on the sales page now you have to buy. It's really, again, about making a connection with them, feeling that empathy for them, for what they've been through, what they're going through, building that sense of trust and credibility, and then giving them a reason to buy right now. There is a sense of urgency in a sales pitch. We want them to know that if you don't buy right now, then you're probably not going to get the results that you're looking for, because it's true. You know, you have something that you've created because you want to help people. And if they don't have a reason to buy right away, then they're probably going to leave and they're not going to come back. The worst part about that is they're not going to get the results that you offer. So give them a sense of urgency to buy. And then if they don't buy, they click off the sales page, you stay engaged with them because you're sending them emails. Now they're on their list and you can continue to add value to them over time, maybe redirect them back to the sales page once in a while. And then the people that do buy from you, what's next after that? You know, I know that it's kind of like a really big picture process to look at all this stuff from opt-in to purchase, but you don't have to hold that all in your head. Just think about what is it that you want to ultimately do? What is it that you ultimately want to help people with?
Absolutely. The biggest part about it is that in everything that we do online, we want to make it clear for the people what we would like for them to do next. It doesn't have to necessarily be a sales option. It could be a, if you enjoyed this video, the next thing that you would really enjoy would be getting this information. You know, sometimes the posts that we write on our blogs, they kind of tie together. You were talking about your social media, and today you want to talk specifically about Facebook, and you're going to refer back to the things that were in that first post. The point being is that whenever we're online and we don't give the people a clear step-by-step to follow, we lose them in the store. And that's the biggest thing that we want to avoid, is that confusion of, you know, I'd like to get to know this person better, but I don't really know what would be next to do with them. It's one of the things YouTube has done really well is, you know, after you finish one YouTube video, they immediately say, how about this one or this one? You know, here's some options for you to listen to. And you can just get stuck down the rabbit hole of watching videos of cats for hours. We want to do that same thing with our customers to lead them to that next step. So what do we find is the number one objection, Kamala? What are the things that people say most often for why they don't buy from us?
Well, there's a lot of reasons one of the main reasons is that they don't feel like your message resonates enough with them and who they are, and you're not making it clear enough that they are going to get the results that they're looking for. Because I know that a lot of people on their websites and in their sales funnel, they lead with, my coaching program is so great because it's going to help you have a 10-day detox, and it's going to support you in, you know, like I'm going to give you 5 training calls and 10 mastermind calls, and, you know, which is all awesome stuff, but it doesn't speak to the results that the person is going to get. Because people don't care so much about what it costs. You know, that's actually not as big a motivator. The cost of it isn't as big a motivator as the results that they're going to get. So if you're leading and driving home with the results that you know that they can have if they go through your program or your training or your digital product, that is what's going to motivate people to buy it. They're going to know that, wow, she understands the feelings that I'm having. She understands the results that I want. She understands what wakes me up in the middle of the night and worrying specific problem, and she's your path to the solution. And so all of that is in the copywriting. You know, it's really important to have powerful copywriting. It's not even as important to have like a beautiful website that's just super super sexy and there's lots of amazing graphics. You know, that isn't even as important as being able to speak the copy in a way that really speaks directly to their hearts.
Yeah, the thing about it is that people want to connect with you. So we do that by being authentic. When we come out of our natural desire to kind of hide our stuff from the world and we begin being honest with people, hey, you know, I've struggled with such and such. I've on the show, you know, I've talked about my weight loss journey and the struggles that I've had. And those are the kind of things that we need to be with our future potential clients, is honest about where we are, because it's in that honesty that they find themselves really truly connecting to us, because then they can see themselves in it. You know, it's so often is easy for people to put us on a pedestal when they first come into things, and we need to step down off of that pedestal and just be real with them, just be human beings. What are some other steps that a person really needs to make sure they take in that connecting phase so that the person really relates to them?
You know, you really said it there with building that authenticity and letting people know, you know, I've been through the same struggle. My story is that I worked online for years without making a single sale. I had my website up. No one was buying, you know, that happened, you know, and then I was able to finally, after years of hard work, find a system that worked, and, you know, I invested thousands and thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours into learning, and then I finally was able to piece together all of this information and find a system that works. So that kind of story is what your audience will connect with. You got to lead with that real struggle that you've been through. And another piece is drawing out all of who you are, not leaving any part of yourself behind. So really, what are the strengths that you have? What are the weaknesses that you have? What are the skills that you have? What are the trainings that you've been through? Look at all of those different unique things that make up you, and create a program, a product, a service based off of those strengths. I love this holistic approach to business where you're bringing in all of yourself and you're leading with that, because people are going to see you as someone who is completely to anyone else. You know, I have a background in Tantra, and I have a background in energy medicine, and I also work with strategical online launch planning, you know. So it's like, who else has that flavor? And I know that every single person who's listening has a unique flavor to their business. So I'd love to see what you can draw out and bring that out in your copy, in your branding, in your development of your products, programs.
It is so important that people feel connected to us, but also that they feel comfortable to bring their whole self to what they're doing. Whenever we try to hide one part of ourselves or push one part of who our whole being is off to the side because we think that it won't, it'll turn people off or it won't gel with people, that's probably the very thing that when you come out with it and begin to talk to people about that part of your story that is really going to create the connection with your customers and your future customers is them being able to identify and go, oh, wait a minute, that person. You know, Claire was saying to us last week, everybody's weird. Everybody sits on the train and looks around and thinks that everybody else is thinking how weird they are. And the truth of the matter is that it's in our weirdness that we can then begin to express to the world our unique brilliance and show them what we have to offer. And that's where they're going to get excited. So speaking of what we have to offer and what can get people excited, Kamala, I would really love it if you would tell people how they could get in contact with you and spend more time, having you maybe help them with their sales funnel.
Well, that's something that I'm really passionate about. And, you know, a great way to get an example of what I'm talking about, to get a free training on it, and also to see how I can support you at rapidlaunch.com. And at launch.com, what we do is we support people and actually building their sales funnel website for them, helping them to have fill-in-the-blank copy to talk directly to their audience and all of that, all the steps that they need to create a sales funnel website. And then you want to just listen to our show at thrivinglaunch.com. We have a podcast to help entrepreneurs launch online. And we support people in, you know, just getting more value and giving away a lot of content there to support you and having that online freedom that I'm sure a lot of your listeners desire.
So give us those domain names again. It's rapidlaunch.com.
MyRapidLaunch.com and ThrivingLaunch.com.
And ThrivingLaunch.com. One is the podcast, and the other one will help you be able to rapidly launch and create that whole sales funnel for yourself. I encourage you all to go and check that out and get some real good help from Kamala. I really hope that you will do that. So in the little bit of time we have left here, I like to leave people with some action steps, some things that they can do right now today or this week that immediately can have an impact on their business. What would be the number one thing you would suggest to people that they could do today to begin to connect with their customers and lead them through that relationship process to the end goal of a sale?
One of the most important things, even if you're established in business, is to make sure that you're using the right language for your specific audience. So one thing that I support people with is in creating market research. So look at what is the main problem that you're passionate about solving for people, and then go out and ask the people who have that problem, what are the feelings of that problem, what are the desires that you have, things that you experience, and I guarantee you, you're probably going to be shocked at some of the language those people use, because that language is what you use to drive all of your marketing material, all of your copy, all of your videos. It's what you do to develop a product. So you really want to make sure that you're speaking to your audience in the language that they use.
Yeah, you've used the word copy a couple of times throughout this episode, and I think sometimes we tend to think of copywriters in the realm of writing a book or those kind of things. And the truth of the matter is good copy is nothing more than speaking to a person in the language that they would use. So if you think about it like a search, if you go to a search engine and you're going to type in, you know, what's the closest restaurant to me? You wouldn't really probably type that whole sentence in. You're going to say, I want Chinese food. So I live in Tualatin, Oregon. It's Chinese food, Tualatin, Oregon. That's what we would do in a search. That's what we need to bring out in our copy is what are the words that our customers would be looking for. So if you happen to own a Chinese restaurant in Tualatin, Oregon, there you go. There's some search words for you. What is the next thing? What is another thing that a person can do, Kamala, to be able to really have an impact on their customers and draw them in?
If you're more established, one of the things that I think is a great way to drive traffic is to offer free trainings and get build up interest. You know, if you're in front of people and you're talking to people on a regular basis, then you're going to build up some interest. So if you don't want to do public speaking, this may be offering free consultations on for people who have a specific problem that you solve. Or maybe it's doing free webinars or teleclasses. You know, you can do teleclasses for free online. You know, you do it for free on your telephone to anyone in the United States. So that's a great way to start just on a base level, or you can buy a webinar system and do weekly or biweekly webinars to just get people engaged, get people interested. And at the end of that, you make a pitch, you make an offer, you let people know where they can find more information, where they can get more support, and that would be directing them to your sales page. So I know that we talked about this huge chunk of information, all of the different steps that you can take from A to Z, and there's a lot of other pieces on a launch too. But so please reach out. I know that's a lot. Feel free to reach out to me and get more support, because I know it's a lot that we threw at you today.
Absolutely. You can listen to the episode over and over again and pick up some more of the things we said. And just keep in mind that we were just kind of trying to give you an overview of something that's really big that we want to help you feel isn't quite so overwhelming. The thing that you really need to emphasize more than anything else is that you want to help people know what to do next. You need to know where you're going. That's very first. So you need to know what your end goal is. Often we start with the sales process and we're like, I don't know, I'm going to sell them something. Have a clear end goal and then help walk the people one step at a time from where they are until they get to the place where they are in that process. That is not being pushy or being that slick salesman like I talked about at the beginning, but it's just simply being helpful and helping people who need the solution that you have to be able to get it right then and there. So, Kamala, what is one last thing that you can give people as a helpful tip or piece of advice that they can do to be better engaged with people who might be their customers online?
Well, a good way to do it is to establish yourself as an authority in your field. And some ways that you can do that is you can start groups on LinkedIn or Facebook and really keep people engaged. You can start a group that helps to solve the problem that your audience has. And you engage with that group of people. You let them know how they can get the support from you over time. You know, and then that way you start to become an another great way is to get booked on shows, you know, get on television, get yourself out there in a big way. And the more that you can add value to people's lives, the more they're going to see you as an authority in that specific field. You know, I have people that I don't even know just thank me for what I'm doing and for the world that I don't know. Like a lot of times I don't know what they're talking about specifically, but people are very grateful for the content and information I'm putting out there. So just look for ways that you can continue to establish yourself as an authority in the field and be clear on what you really want to support people with.
And for those of you who are interested, to shamelessly plug my gorgeous wife, Kathy, she has a brand new package that will help you establish yourself as the authority in your industry. I encourage you to go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click under services under the authority package and check that out. She has brought her 20 years of internet experience to the world to be able to help you as an expert in your industry be seen by the people in the world as the authority that you are. I couldn't agree more. I really think, Kamala, that we really need to acknowledge in ourselves that we're an authority and then be willing and vulnerable enough to share our authority with the world in a graceful way.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for that information. That's really powerful. Any ways that we can find and any support that we can find, I think is really important. That's another thing that I say is don't try to do it on your own. You know, when we try to do it on our own, the myth of the solopreneur doesn't exist. You know, your business will exponentially excel if you have a team around you or you're hiring people where your weaknesses are. Find people that have the strength because that's really going to support your business and just up-leveling exponentially.
Absolutely. Well, that was Kamala Chambers. I really appreciate it, Kamala. Thank you so much for spending time today and pouring some of your expertise into the listeners here. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here with us today.
So grateful to be on the show. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, you're very welcome. And for you, the listener, as I tell you every week, I want to remind you that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Spend your time this week thinking about and engaging with the people around you and just being genuine and uniquely yourself with them. Next week, we're going to come in and we're going to actually have Christine Closer. She's an expert in helping you bring out your transformational book to the world. She's right in the middle of a great event that's happening this week and next week. And she's going to take time out of her extremely busy schedule to pour into us how to be able to really get that thing that we're passionate about out of our heads and out of our hearts and into the paper. So I encourage you to do that. And in the meantime, I hope that you spend each day of this next week or the next time you listen to one of our shows as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. To have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.